is Allison Carter with the Milestones Podcast. This is episode 34, and it's time to talk about the back to school or starting school for the first time transition. Before I get started, I wanted to ask everyone to get on Instagram and follow me there. My username is Milestones Podcast. When you follow me, send me a message and let me know you are a listener of the show. I've been getting a lot of followers lately, but I don't always know if people are actual listeners of the show. So please send me a short message and just let me know that. For those of us who work in early intervention, this is a bittersweet time. We are sad to see our little clients who have turned 3 years old move on to their next step. But we're also excited for them to start the next part of their life. In the early intervention program in the United States, if a child is still in the program at the time they turn 3 years old, we assist in coordinating the transition out of our program and usually into the early childhood program. The early childhood program is through the school district in that child's area. When a child turns 3 years old over the summer in the state I work in, which is Missouri, we continue to provide therapy services with the child until the school year starts that fall. So we often have a lot of children leaving our program all at once to start the early childhood program. Early childhood is from ages 3 to 5 years and is also considered preschool. For parents of kids who are in the early intervention program, when it comes time to leave early intervention and move on to early childhood, it can be an emotional transition, usually more for the adults than for the kids themselves. There are a lot of times when kids start in this program as newborns or young infants only a few months old. When those babies stay in the program until they are 3 years old, they often have the same therapist for that whole time. We watch those babies grow and develop over those 3 years and celebrate each milestone the child reaches along with their parents. We are in a unique situation because we have the ability to talk about all the difficulties along the way, and we often know these kiddos really well by the time they turn three. This is something we as therapists are familiar with and used to, but we still revel in those moments with parents because we generally love to be a part of it all. I often forget this until the transition comes up, that the parents are going through this process for the first time. I have been doing it for so many years, so I know what to expect. But parents have even more of an emotional tie to the situation because we're talking about their child. This is the time they usually reflect on the situation, and it really hits them that we aren't going to be around anymore. It can be a difficult time for the parents when they realize this, and it's happening now. We have been such a big part in educating them about child development and finding ways to help them help their child. There is a definite connection on some level. We are often a friend and a support system to the parents in a way. It's hard not to be on some level because we are coming to your home on a regular basis. We are there because people have concerns about their child with special needs. So it is natural that we talk about those concerns, and the child with special needs is not the only person who is affected by things. The whole family is involved and affected. These can be sensitive topics that we are prepared to discuss with you if you bring them up, or just be a good listener. When your child is approaching the transition out of early intervention, we start to talk about this change during the final few weeks of therapy. We start to discuss what the early childhood program will be like if they are going on to that next. Sometimes kids don't qualify for that program and parents are moving on to find an outpatient clinic to continue working on things if they still have concerns. I have many families that will continue to contact me with updates on how their child is doing once they start preschool, and even when they start kindergarten a few years later. I usually check in with parents within a few months after the transition out of our program, if I haven't heard from them, to see how everything is going and to let them know that I'm still here for them if they need anything. For the most part, though, the family moves on and starts getting into the school mode. One of the things that I try to help my families prepare for is that the 3 to 5 year old program is significantly different than our home-based program. We are focused on the parents' concerns, and we are geared towards parent and family education in order to give them the tools to help their child on a daily basis. And we try to make it work as part of their natural routine rather than therapy time. However, once the child gets into early childhood, the goals are less parent-oriented, although they do consider the parents' concerns. The main focus is on educational goals. There is communication between the teachers and parents, but the dynamic is different than with early intervention. Parents are used to being part of the whole session when we are at their home. It is a back-and-forth conversation, plus therapeutic play or feeding, or whatever we're working on with you. Once they go to school, the parents are not there to watch or be involved directly in therapy sessions or situations where their child is learning now. Many times, parents feel like they're left in the dark about how their child is doing. I know this is not always the case, and that many of the early childhood teachers are wonderful about communicating as much as they can. The dynamic is just different because the parents are not there to see for themselves anymore, and it makes it seem like they're left in the dark. They really have to rely on what the teacher reports to them now instead of seeing it for themselves. The early childhood teachers are used to the way they do things, and there's nothing wrong with that system at all. But I want to make sure those teachers realize where the parents are coming from. They literally go from knowing everything that's going on with their child to knowing only what information you give them about their child's time at school, which comparatively is very little since we often spend an entire hour with them at home for therapy sessions, and they may get a small piece of paper from school that has a few sentences on it to describe their whole day. These parents are used to being there through all of their milestones and learning concepts and have put in so many hours working with their child and therapist one-on-one. Of course, they will continue to work with their child at home. That never really ends with any of our kids. However, now they have comparatively little feedback or information from their child's teacher and therapists on what they're working on each day and how their child is doing with it. It's just a different system, and I'm mainly pointing this out because I want parents out there to hear this so they can try to prepare for it as well. I'm not saying anything bad at all towards early childhood programs because, like I said, it's just a different system. It's a different way of doing things than home-based therapy, and I want parents to realize this will be a big change for them, but also to make sure that the early childhood teachers and therapists recognize that. So maybe you can also discuss this with parents when their child starts coming to school. If you can talk to them from the beginning about how you will be communicating with them about their child's progress throughout the year, and just let them know what to expect, I think it would alleviate a lot of potential frustration from parents. Even though we try to prepare them for this change, they don't always hear it or it doesn't sink in until they actually start school. Now, there are some of you out there who fall actually does mean back to school for your child. Your child has already been to school before and will be heading back again soon. The transition from summer to school can obviously be a difficult one, even though they've been to school before. They will be starting with a new teacher and different kids will be in their class than last year. Also, just the transition from being at home to now being back at school can be difficult because it is a change in routine. For some kids, the transition can lead to increased behaviors or emotions for any amount of time from 1 week to 2 months. This may be related to a sensory processing issue. It can take a while for some kids to get used to the change in itself. Many times at home during the summer, there's less of a structured schedule. We often still have some routines, but activities can be different from day to day. Whereas once they get into school, there's a structured, consistent routine every day. Even though some things change, there's a general overall structure. We don't usually do this at home because we just don't. Although, if you have a child who relies on schedules and routine, you probably try to keep things as consistent as possible even at home. That may help make your life a little easier during the summer. However, once they start school again, it is routine and consistent every day there, but it is a different routine and schedule than what you did at home. This is what can be challenging for some kids to deal with. It may not seem like a big deal to some people, but For kids who rely on routines, schedules, and consistency, anytime there's a change to those, it can really affect them. They have to take time to let their brain basically rewire to what the new schedule is, what the new routines are for getting up and getting ready to go to school. This all changes from summer to school. It can take some time for them to process what the new schedule is until it becomes familiar and predictable to them. Some kids adapt to this faster than others. Of course, there are many kids who are really not affected by the changes in routines or schedules. This makes back-to-school time much easier for everyone involved in that case. Teachers for kids with special needs are probably already aware of the issues with transition at back-to-school time. They are the ones who see it firsthand on a daily basis. It can be a struggle to get all the kids on board with the schedule and routine, and of course, with just trying to get them to follow the classroom rules and directions overall. However, keep in mind, especially the kids in your class who have sensory issues, that the transition could take significantly longer than you would expect it to. It might look like the child is acting out or having behavior issues to where they just don't want to do what you want them to do. But when you know they have issues with sensory processing, consider the possibility that their world is still being rocked by the change from summer at home to school. The process of making the school routine familiar and predictable in their brain can take some extra time. Make sure you are extra vigilant at using visual schedules or visual cues with them during this time. Keep their desk or seating arrangements the same during this time to give them a sense of familiarity. For kids with sensory processing issues, two of the biggest things they need is predictability and familiarity. Once they feel like their world is predictable and familiar, they can often settle in and feel more comfortable with the situation. Until then, they may seem out of sorts at school, and at home as well for that matter. They could be more sensitive to things in general. The lights or sounds in the school may be more offensive to them than usual. Other kids being too close to them or bumping into them may be too much for them to handle. You could see more behaviors like hitting or tantrums that are unusual for them. This could happen more if they are feeling more sensitive, and their brain and body are not able to process all of the changes in their transition back to school yet. If they do have issues with sensory processing, I would expect those things to all improve once they finally process the transition. However, it may be that some of these things will still pop up during the school year due to their sensory system and overall, hopefully just to a lesser degree. To wrap things up today, I just want to say good luck to everyone with all of the upcoming transitions. Also, check me out on Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/milestones and become a patron of the Milestones podcast. I also have a link for that in the show notes, and there's a place on my website for you to click and go directly to it. Thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day.